This is Brendan here from Rise and Shine live at NSU Studios here at KEOK 102.1, and I'm here with Cameron Albright.
Hey, what's up? Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, man. How was the drive?
Man, it wasn't too bad. I did most of the driving yesterday up from Texas, but I was in Hugo, Oklahoma this morning, and then now I'm up here. So I don't know, man, I couldn't tell you where.
I'm glad you mentioned that. I'm pretty sure that's where one of our other stations at. The owner's son's down there.
Yeah.
That'll be relevant.
Talked about that, yeah.
That's Will's spot.
Yeah.
All right, I want to get to the song. There was some really cool instrumentation in there. There was a wobble in there. Was that like an old keys? Or what was I hearing in that?
Good question. Shout out my producer, or the guy that produced that song, David Beck. Kind of has a pretty unique way of going about things. You'd have to point it out for me. I could tell you what instruments are on there. The only instruments on there... You know what? You're hearing that... I know what you're talking about now. It's that guitar. It's just a tremolo guitar.
That's
but it almost
it
sounds like keys.
Yeah, it sounds like one of those 70s keys machines
yeah.
that I saw Jones playing with Nathaniel Ratliff the other day.
Yeah.
Also, you said you write your songs. I love that. And I like the drop of the Amtrak, the palm reading. That feels like a very real experience.
Yeah, for sure. And it not that didn't really happen, I don't think. But that's the thing. That's what's fun about writing songs is... You know, it can take you places you didn't know you were going.
And, that's really cool. Yeah. I assumed it was your experience just because I haven't heard trains referenced that much in country music in probably the last 50, 60 years. And I don't know if palm reading and psychics are usually that common,
no.
But I love that you threw that in there because it's not the typical beer, dog, mom.
Well, you know, I like to color outside the lines, and, you know, we certainly are marketing this towards a certain red dirt crowd or a country crowd, but that's the music I like. I grew up on red dirt, and I'm from Texas. We call it Texas country, whatever that means.
Right. Now, there's a little controversy. The problem with the Texas-Oklahoma competition there is there are 9 million people in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. There are not 4 million people in the state of Oklahoma.
Really?
So as a democratic conversation, Texas is always going to win. So you've been playing a lot of venues. What kind of venues do you prefer to play? I mean, do you like the big production, or do you like the little hole in the wall spot? Or
man, it's kind of each has their own little thing. I really enjoy doing a songwriter's room, real quiet, you know, listening room. That's more scary to me than getting on a big stage. Like we did a 713 Music Hall in Houston with Randy Rogers' band in December. I think there was 5,000 people there.
Wow.
Huge stage, huge production, you know, so that was fun, and it sounded good. I heard some videos, so it's all different, man. It's like they each have their own thing. I like them equally.
Yeah, I get that. Is there a small venue show that sticks out in your mind recently?
Let me think. Man, I was in Steamboat Springs for the Music Fest in January, and I did a live podcast thing, and it was all listening room, and that was really cool because it felt like I kind of had the crowd in the palm of my hand right there, you know.
That's awesome.
Hanging on to every note, so yeah.
I know. When you see the people looking at you, it's so much easier to just keep locked in.
Yeah, that's the thing. You kind of have to ground yourself. I get real freaked out on those listening room things, man. It's just like, oh, you know, you're out there. You're on an island. Like, they're hearing everything. And but yes, you have to ground yourself. There's something about us humans, like eye contact, you know, that kind of grounds you. So it's a good technique.
I was kidding around with a guy that got up on a stage a little unprepared, wore a sweatshirt up there, and he got off sweating so bad. And I was like, you got to remember, man, eyeballs are heat. Like, that stage is hot.
It's true. Yep.
Absolutely. Now, the thing that caught my eye the most, your song is climbing up the charts. And as much as I should pay attention to that, we got 176 plus spins this week. What, you've got your own label.
I don't have my own label. I'm not signed to any label. Luckily, I've been pretty lucky with some management stuff. Gotten to know Randy Rogers this past year, and he's kind of taken me under his wing and managing me right now, and Got a great promoter too.
Very is the drummer's name Les?
Yeah, Les Lawless.
I met him randomly in a bar in Kansas City.
He's a good dude.
He's a very nice guy. He said he killed during the pandemic on insurance.
Oh yeah, they were all doing the craziest stuff. I think like tour manager Kyle was doing like DoorDash or something.
Oh yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh.
No, I was trying to introduce two musician buddies to each other and they hit it off. So I got kind of left on the side. I turned around and there's a guy just drinking a beer. I was like, what's up, man? And he's like, just getting ready for a gig. And I was like, really, where are you playing? Oh, the Uptown Theater. I was like, that's a big spot. What band? Oh, Randy Rogers band.
Yeah.
And it was right as the pandemic was opening up. So yeah. There wasn't a lot of that to see. We've got you playing at Kroner. You know anything about it?
Man, I don't know anything about this part of the world. I'm so sorry. And it's like, I'm walking into the bathroom at the gas station, and I'm like, what are these squiggly lines, these letters, this language? I don't even know.
Oh, yeah, you're seeing some Cherokee out there, some Cherokee syllabary. Cherokee, huh? Yeah, yeah, that's very interesting.
I do know Cherokee County just because I'm a huge Turnpike Troubadours fan, and go on back to Cherokee County. And, you know.
What do you know about Croner?
Man, I don't know. You tell me.
Man, I think you're in for a good little situation. You get to be the tail end as people close out happy hour. They've got a mean half price happy hour that gets people there. They should catch you playing. And hopefully you keep some folks that don't normally stick around for open mic. And we get to marry that open mic crowd with that happy hour crowd a little bit. Because that would be awesome.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, man. Should be fun.
Yeah, yeah. You'll like Scary Larry Hewitt, too. His name does not fit the man. Well, the look a little bit, but not so much.
I'm interested already.
All right, man. This has been a great conversation with Cameron Albright. He's out there. He's got his song, How Many Sorries, just climbing the charts. He's tired of singing it. I'm not tired of hearing it, not even slightly. All right, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you, man.